Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to the chief priests and elders of the people, "Hear another parable. There was a landowner who planted a vineyard, put a hedge around it, dug a wine press in it, and built a tower. Then he leased it to tenants and went on a journey. When the vintage time drew near, he sent his servants to the tenants to obtain his produce. But the tenants seized the servants, and one they beat, another they killed, and a third they stoned. Again, he sent other servants, more numerous than the first ones, but they treated them in the same way. Finally, he sent his son to them, thinking, 'They will respect my son.' But when the tenants saw the son, they said to one another, 'This is the heir. Come, let us kill him and acquire his inheritance.' They seized him, threw him out of the vineyard, and killed him. What will the owner of the vineyard do to those tenants when he comes?" They answered him, "He will put those wretched men to a wretched death and lead his vineyards to other tenants who will give him the produce at the proper times." Jesus said to them, "Did you ever read in the scriptures, 'The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone? By the Lord this has been done, and it is wonderful in our eyes.' Therefore I say to you, the kingdom of God will be taken away from you and given to a people that will produce its fruit." The Gospel of the Lord.
Good morning, everyone. So in the beginning, all of humanity was made to live in perfect harmony with God, very literally to be a member of his family. And for a while, Adam and Eve were able to do just that. The Garden of Eden was paradise on earth, where our two ancestors could walk side by side with God, their maker, enjoying his company, living without a care in the world. And then, because of original sin, paradise was lost. Not just to Adam and Eve, but to all of humanity. For a brief time, they were in right relationship with God, and then they lost it due to pride. In the first reading, we hear about a vineyard. And the vineyard here is a metaphor for God's chosen people. After the fall of Adam and Eve, God had created a new people for himself, a new creation. These were the descendants of Abraham. And the agreement that God and his people had made was that God would provide everything they needed for a good life, and then they in turn would obey the commandments. But they did this very imperfectly. As the first reading says, they were very wild. And finally, this new creation, this new people of God, reached its temporal prosperity with King David and his son, King Solomon. And there they remained for a while, still imperfectly following the covenant they had made with God. Until finally Christ, the descendant of David, brought salvation and sanctification to every human being, establishing his church as the new people of God, where every human on earth, and not just the descendants of Abraham, are invited to become members, to enter really into that family of God once again, to belong to him as sons and daughters, to be rejoiced over like a bridegroom rejoices over his bride. As the parable says, the old tenants of the vineyard have been cast out, and it was leased to new ones. The church is the new vineyard of the Lord. But those who occupy it now are no longer tenants. They are family, sons and daughters of the landowner. And we enter in this family by coming to know God. We enter into this family through our baptism. But I want to notice, pay attention to the change in imagery. We go from this idyllic paradise with Adam and Eve to this vineyard, which is beautiful, sure. But the difference here is that the vineyard is work. It's real work. The Garden of Eden was a practical paradise. You didn't have to work. You just picked fruits off a tree, except one. We know how that turned out. But it was easy life. There was no obligation to work. There wasn't any obligation to till the soil. And then we have this vineyard, this imagery of the vineyard where everybody works, all hands on deck, all day, working for a living. But more than that, the sons and daughters of the vineyard owner have to work to be in right relationship with their father. But thankfully, unlike the vineyard owner in the parable, who very literally goes away on a long journey and leaves it all to their own devices, our Father does not leave. He is not an absent father. Our Father is here with us, constantly working. He works on each of his children through all of the sacraments. Through baptism, he begets new children. He brings them into this vineyard. Through the Holy Eucharist, he gives us our daily bread. He heals us, he leads us, and he helps us to purify our intentions. Through confirmation, he pours out his Holy Spirit upon us to help us live out and witness to the faith. Through confession, he forgives us our sins and brings us again into right relationship with him. Through holy orders, our Father gives us spiritual fathers to teach, to lead, and to sanctify his sons and daughters. Through holy matrimony, he gives us the support we need to live a holy life and to raise children up in the faith so that they too might become members of this family and to live in the vineyard. And through anointing of the sick and last rites, our Father gives his children the grace to face serious illness and even death. He is not an absent father. He is very, very much at work in each one of us through the sacraments. My brothers and sisters, our Father is calling us daily to live in right relationship with himself so that we too can walk side by side with him in the vineyard. He calls us to the sacraments, through the sacraments. He wants to know us intimately. He wants to care for us. He wants to be there with us and for us. The way that he does this, again, is through the sacraments. He calls us each and every Sunday to the Mass. He calls us to receive Holy Communion as often as we are able. Very specifically, he calls us to Sunday Mass, weekly to Sunday Mass. I know some of us go maybe once a month. So if we're going only once a month, God's calling us to go twice a month, just one more extra day. If we're going twice a month, he's asking us to go three. If we're going every single Sunday, he's asking us to go maybe Tuesday night, Mass and Adoration, one more day a week. Or if you're like me, he's calling you to go two, three, four, five times a day, but it's probably a particular case that's maybe not for everybody, and that's okay. But our Father is calling us to the sacraments. He calls us to the Mass in a special way. He calls us to the Eucharist in a very specific way. You know, we call it Holy Communion. A lot of times people think that means that we have to be in communion with the Roman Pontiff, with the Pope. And I mean, that's true, that's part of it. But the other aspect of that, the much more important aspect, is that with Holy Communion, the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass that takes place here, when we receive our Lord in this blessed sacrament, that is as close as we can get to him. That is as close as we can get to God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit is in the Eucharist. that is real communion that takes place. Yes, he's in the scriptures. There's no doubt about that. He's in the rest of the sacraments in various ways. But when it comes to the Holy Eucharist, when heaven kisses earth on that altar, which is about to take place, there is no closer way we can be with our Lord. No matter how prayerful we are, no matter how devout we are, it's the Eucharist that Christ is really, truly, substantially present in. He calls all of us to deeper union with himself. It's through the Eucharist that we're purified, we're helped, we're healed. It's like a field hospital. Sure, we go off and maybe we tell a couple of white lies, you know, maybe say a couple of bad words or, you know, whatever we're trying to overcome. It's the Eucharist that helps us do that. A lot of times we think the Eucharist is for the perfect, all the saints. I mean, even some people think only church is for the saints. Oh, I'm not good enough for the church. You know, it's not for me. I'm a sinner. I don't belong. That's ridiculous, I want to say. That's like, oh, I won't go to the gym because, you know, I don't belong. I don't, they're all perfect people. Are you kidding me? Have you been to the gym? This is for the sinners. The church has always been for the sinners. That's you and me. The church helps us become saints, but we don't start there. Look at all the apostles. Look at all the saints throughout history. It never starts there, but the goal is to end there. And the sacraments that our Father is working in this church here and now is what's going to help us get there. Because they have grace, real grace that is bestowed on us through the mere physical act of that sacrament. And God's calling us to them. God bless you.